Mackey Motors pregame show here on Kick 106.7. Find new roads at Mackey Motors in Lake City, or check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. And congrats to Mackey Motors as well, winning the GM Excellence Award for 15 years running. Joining us right now on the Mackey Motors at tailgate is Carroll head football coach Craig Rowetter. And coach, it's always good to catch up with you.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff, for having me.
Coach, you guys come in, big matchup tonight against Bishop Heelan, suffered a tough loss last week against MOC Floyd Valley, but Heelan also falling in their first district game. So both of you guys really in a need of a win right now for the district chase.
Yeah, it's not 100% win or go home, but it's pretty dang close. So, the winner will have a, is still right in the thick of things. And, if you end up on the short side of the scoreboard, it's looking like you're, playing for pride the rest of the year.
Coach, last week you guys got a bunch of guys back from injuries and other things and able to get them into the lineup last week. I kind of felt like we would wait and kind of see how it went. Looked like offensively things went pretty well, but maybe still breaking off some rust on the defensive side of the ball. Now that those guys have a week under their belt in game play, what are you expecting to see, and how much different do you think your team can be tonight?
I think offensively, yeah, we did. I mean, anytime you can, put up over four scores in a game, you'd like to think you have a chance to win it. And so we were clicking, after maybe a slow start initially. I thought offensively we, did some good things, made some big plays with Chaser Galler, and having, that's kind of something we don't want to live and die by the big play, but I think, with some of those, pieces that came back with like Zygmunt as well now on the outside, it's tough. It should be tough for teams to kind of isolate or, try to double or whatever they want to do to chase if you have, Reese on the other side. And, so it's just kind of nice to have some weapons back offensively. And defensively, yeah, just as far as assignments and, getting the run fits, with new guys in there. I thought we did a good job of practice this week, especially in the secondary-wise, as far as what, repping what Heelan's going to run at us in the passing game, and we've looked pretty good so far in practice this week.
What do you anticipate them doing? As everybody knows, you guys have struggled a little bit in pass defense here last week, so I'm anticipating you guys expecting them to come out and chuck it around a little bit?
They're still kind of an I-Pro team in addition to Gunn, but I think like any good high school program, they're going to want to try to run the ball initially or to at least, show that they can. But, yeah, then they'll spread it out with the they have some pretty good weapons in the passing game with, they like to use their tight end, the Bort kid, and then Watts is always dangerous out in the slot, some pretty good speed. So you kind of got to know where he is at all times. But, yeah, they're not, shy with, especially taking it deep or trying to do some double moves. And if, I'm sure they've seen on film, too, that, we've given up some of those the last couple weeks. So they'd kind of be foolish, I guess, not to try that. But I think they will still try to, run the ball with not only their running back, but the quarterback, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, Ricky Foto, their running back, leads them in carries, but right behind them is Quinn Olson, their quarterback. How do they use those two guys in the run game?
They'll do a little bit of everything, as far as just running, inside ISO or toss to Foto. But then the Olson does a nice job in the read game, where he's just reading the backside end. And in fact, he started against us last year, and they did a lot of that as well. It's just they might even read the linebacker. If he gets out of the box to take sweep, then Olson will keep it and just kind of run right up the middle on you. So, Olson's definitely a dual threat quarterback.
Coach, it looks like they survive a lot on big plays offensively.
Yeah, I mean, they hit you, and that's what I think, Sioux Center's is really stout defensively. They just didn't give up the big play to Heelan, so that you know, that's kind of been our focus too, is if keep everything in front of you, you know, come up and tackle. And if we're able to do that, you know, I think we got a chance.
What has been the main focus for you guys in practice defensively this week?
We focus a lot on coverage as far as, you know, matching their route patterns and all that stuff. And, you know, and again, just built, like I said, we've looked probably better the last 2 days in our past Skelly situations than we have all season. So I think the combination of things with getting some guys back and now communicating maybe a little bit better, you know, and just getting the reps in, it's looked a lot better this week.
Coach, offensively, what do you guys expect to see out of them on the defensive side of the ball, and how can you get that ground game established?
They look like it's going to look kind of like last week, like what MOC did. They kind of have a three-man front, but they'll walk up the outside linebackers. It's basically a 3-4, and then it looks really like a 5-2. They'll keep a 4-high shell with the two corners and two safeties, and the Olsen kid also plays one of their safeties. He'll come down and fit the run a little bit more so than the other. And, you know, so I think it was a good experience last week against MLC to, you know, as far as we have the look that we've repped now for 2 weeks, basically. And I imagine that's what, you know, the same thing that they came out against us last year, and I think it'll be similar this year.
Get Taden Peterson back this week. What does he add for you guys in the run game?
Run game wise, you know, he's a load. He's a big fullback, and he hits the hole hard. And not only that, he gives you a dangerous lead blocker. You know, it's a little bit of a change up from the other guys as far as he's the only running back we have north of 200 pounds. So, you know, it kind of looks like a pulling guard coming as a lead, a third guard out there lead blocking. So, yeah, it'll be good to see him back on the field. And, you know, hopefully the game shape is always a little bit different than practice shape, but we'll kind of see as it goes.
What have you noticed from your offensive line this year, and how is it playing?
The O-line, you know, we've had some moving parts, but they've stayed consistent. I think the more, again, it all comes down to confidence. You know, if we are confident that we can block the guy across from us, you know, they get a little momentum, and then things are clicking. I thought week one against, you know, Greene County, they thought we were the more physical team, and they kind of took it to them. And we've maybe been, you know, not as, I shouldn't say not as confident, but we've seen a lot bigger bodies the last couple of weeks. So it does take, we've worked a little bit on double teams, and, you know, we have Gavin Holtz, a sophomore for us, that has jumped in last week, and we'll get another start this week at our tackle position. And he's kind of showed us stuff early on in the season in the JV games that earned him an opportunity to get these varsity reps, and he'll be, you know, I think it's going to really pay off for him, especially in the years to come, which we did a year ago too with Mankin and Henners. You know, they're now 2 year starters since they kind of got their intro last year as sophomores. So it's always a work in progress, but I think too, they're a little more confident now if they know, you know, Tatum's behind them as far as a little extra, a boost of to open up a hole if needed. So it'll be interesting to see.
Coach, last year you guys lost a heartbreaker, had a chance to win at the end and just didn't get it in. Has that been talked about at all this week, or is that something that was in the past and you guys have moved beyond?
Yeah, I mean, we've probably more so as coaches and with the players. I don't, it's, seems like anytime you go up to, or my experience anyway here, when we've gone up to Heal, and it's kind of a dog eat dog world, and we're wearing milk bone underwear going up there. So it's, we haven't really stressed on it, but our kids, you know, they know we can play with them. And it's not like, yeah, you're not, I mean, there's been some healing teams that we've gone up in the past, and it's, kind of been a, hey, we got to play, you know, flawless. But no, we match up fine with them. They're not worried. Last year was last year. You know, we know we probably left one, mm-hmm. left one behind there last year, but, the guys are focused this year and I believe the guys are ready to go.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate your time here on the Mackey Motors tailgate. Wish you the best of the game, and I know Nick will look forward to getting down and catching up with you for the scoreboard show after the game.
Sounds great, Jeff. Again, we appreciate all you guys do for us, and go Tigers.
Head Coach Craig Rowetter joining us again here on the Mackey Motors tailgate. Nick Brinks has got the broadcast coming up for you next right here on Kick 106.7.